So, what deeply spiritual topic are we delving into today, Amy?
Fashion! Okay, I just said that. Let me say it again with my jazz hand. Fashion!
Okay, but do I need to repeat the question?
It may seem counterintuitive to include fashion in a series about spiritual disciplines, but it's really not that much of a stretch. Sherry Brendel, today's guest, is going to tell us all about it.
Ooh, sounds like we're going to have some deeply spiritual fun today.
Mm-hmm. Loads of fun, tips about picking the colors that will make you shine, and spring trends that will delight every girly soul.
Well, this is Sherry Gregory.
And I'm Amy Carroll.
And you're listening to Grit and Grace, the podcast that equips you to lose who you're not, love who you are, and live your one life well.
Today, we're talking with Sherry Brendel, creator of the Closet Outfit Planner. The visionary of fashion meets faith, Sherry inspires women to new levels of confidence through her online style programs, her training academy for Christian image consultants, and her YouTube channel, Style Tips with Sherry. The author of Help Me Jesus, I Have Nothing to Wear. She is also the creator of the best-selling capsule wardrobe online course, The 27 Hanger Closet, and the popular Closet Outfit Planner.
So Amy, between the two of us, you are by far the more fashionable. You're always so well put together when we record a podcast, whereas my hair usually isn't even dry yet. So what was it about Sherry's Closet Outfit Planner that appealed to you as someone who already has her fashion act together?
Well, I don't know if I have my fashion act together, but I have two creative outlets. I can't draw a straight line, but decorating my house and fashion are my two creative outlets. But I do get stuck in ruts. I end up wearing the same combination of clothes in my closet over and over and over again. And I tend to spend too much money buying random things that never get worn because they don't go with anything else. So those were my two issues.
Gotcha. Well, you know what motivated me to buy Sherry's Closet Outfit Planner? It was the photo that you posted a few months ago of this haul, like this haul, H-A-U-L, not H-A-L-L, this H-A-U-L of gorgeous tops and skirts and jackets that you got while you were thrifting. And I could just look at them and tell how well they were all going to mix and match. And I thought, I want to learn how to do that.
Yes. Well, that was the best thrifting trip ever. And if you thrift, you know that not every trip is like that. But I went with my fun friend, fashionista Holly. We took our closet outfit planners with us. And I did. I spent $72.83 or something.
Amazing.
And I had, I don't know, Sherry, how many pieces of clothing did I have?
It was almost, it was a dozen or more. I mean, it was amazing.
I think it was about around 15 pieces of clothing. And everything mixed and matched. It was fantastic. And I think you just had a fun shopping trip of your own, right, Sherry?
I did. What I love about Sherry's Closet Outfit Planner is it meant I did not cry even once during my recent shopping spree.
Crying?
Friends.
And shopping?
Yes, that is right. Melting down into a puddle of tears is normal for me when I even think about going shopping for reasons that we will discuss in great detail next week. But here's the thing, the Closet Outfit Planner kept me from feeling stupid. Like every other woman on the planet knows how to do this clothes or color or fashion or dressing thing, and I haven't got a clue. Instead of feeling stupid, I felt downright smart. I had a plan. I had a checklist. We love a good checklist. So I didn't feel overwhelmed. It was amazing.
Well, the Closet Outfit Planner wins again. So saving money and feeling great in what you're wearing is a definite win-win. Sherry Brendel, my friend, we're so happy to have you with us today.
I'm excited to be here.
Okay, so let's start. This is going to be the most fun episode, and it's our last episode of this season. We saved, you know, the fun, the party for last. But some people might be a little confused because we made this season all about spiritual disciplines. And some people might be going, how is fashion about spiritual disciplines? But here's the thing, Sherry, I have heard you talk, and this is not a non sequitur. Like, this fits right in. How does fashion fit in to spiritual growth?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, you guys. I'm so excited to be here. Couldn't wait to spend the time with you, the day with you. I wish it was a day, but it's just a little short time. So it fits into spiritual growth because we care about how we look. And whether you might agree with that or not, it's true. How many of you, if you had to go to a wedding or you're going to a special occasion, you think about what you're going to wear. And so many times the way we feel about ourselves is tied to that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of tied to like, do I have the right clothes? I don't like my body. I've gained weight. I don't have any clothes that fit. Mm-hmm. And so whether as Christians, we think it ties together or not, it really does.
And I've heard you say too, that it's the way we represent God to the world to some degree. So you want to talk about that for a second?
Yeah. Sometimes I think that we don't think it matters. Like, oh, it doesn't matter. God looks at our heart, not our outer appearance.
Which is true.
Which is true. Absolutely. Absolutely true. But the problem with that is that there's one little caveat there, is that the outside world can't see our heart. What they see is our outer appearance. And so we have to connect that for people. And so if we are the only Jesus that someone meets today, and I mean that in a representative of Jesus, how are we representing him? And there's just this tie together that we have to really think about. And it's like, okay, so how am I repping the God of the universe?
Awesome. Well, and I also think about it in terms of God created beauty. The world is beautiful. It's not just utilitarian. And there's something I think he's planted in the heart of a woman that loves beauty too.
Absolutely. It's all through the Bible. And girlfriends love to get together and just go shopping or talk about beauty. I was talking to somebody yesterday and she said, you know, we just finished our Bible study. And on the very last day, I said, hey, why don't we just give each other beauty tips? And she said it was the most animated discussion they'd had all season. It was like, because people want to know. It's like, help me just a little, right?
Yeah. All right, Sherry. So what do you say to the woman who might be represented by me? So what would you say to a woman like me who protests that fashion just isn't her thing, or that she has no fashion sense?
Well, I think it's a lie from the enemy that she has no fashion sense. I think we all have a little bit. And if we don't, it's okay. There's help for that, right? I think the other lie that's tied into that is, it just doesn't matter. And I don't know if you say that to yourself or if you've said it before, but when I think about growing up, I had a mom who taught me how to dress. She just had really good fashion sense. I think for the majority of women, they didn't have that role model. And so they were kind of left to their own, like, okay, what do I do? And I remember when I had my image consulting firm in Miami, Florida, one of my niche market were female attorneys. And many of them, when I spoke to them, they said, you know what? We were taught, get good grades, go to law school, become an attorney. But nobody ever told us that when we got out into the world, our appearance was going to help us move forward in our career. And so whether we made partner or whether, I mean, even these college graduates, they don't even know how to dress for an interview because like they just didn't think about it. And it is important when we're showing up in the world. And I mean, it's not utmost important. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like it's not the thing, but it has to be a part of our spirituality, our spiritual walk, our faith with God.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting. You should say many people didn't have a mother. I did, but I had a mother who wouldn't go grocery shopping without a girdle on and without having nylons on or, you know, actual hose on. Like she would do the full hour and a half to 2 hour getup before going anywhere. And that doesn't mesh with my personality style or my lifestyle. And so, you know, part of being a recovering perfectionist is getting rid of the all or nothing thinking that's like, well, if that's what it means to be well put together, then there's no hope for me. I'm less of the person who thinks it doesn't matter and more of the person who's like, I ain't got time for that.
Well, because what you saw was a 2 hour
ordeal. Let's be clear, ordeal.
Ordeal. Exactly. And that's not healthy. I mean, we should be able to easily go into our closet, put things on that feel good, look good, and not think about it. That's my goal for women. Not that we have to have this whole ordeal, because there were other issues, probably. Not that your mother had issues, but, we all have issues.
You've just cast a vision that I'm leaning in towards, the idea of being able to just go into my closet and grab things that feel good so that I can look good and have confidence going out into the world. So I will continue to be all ears here.
Well, I remember years ago hearing Sherry say that, you know, if you have on a little lip gloss and some mascara, you're good. And I, you know, I was like, that's great. Cause we Southern girls can overdo it sometimes. And so, yeah, I love that. Well, so Sherry, one of the things that you teach that I love the most, and it's the simplest thing too, is how to wear color. And so like, I've just gone through a transition of letting my hair go gray. And you've helped me transition my colors too. No more brown for me. Yeah. And so why is knowing our colors so important and fun too?
Well, number one, it saves you money. And so if for no other reason, you know what colors work for you and look good on you, and then you don't have to worry about the others. So you have a wardrobe that will end up mixing and matching and look great on you. I also think that our colors are one of those areas of our lives that as we change coloring and we go gray or we get older and our skin starts to get a little more sallow or just more pale, or, you know, even when we change seasons, like from summer to winter, what happens is if we wear colors that do not reflect our natural beauty, then it just is going to make us look tired, sick, and sometimes even older than we are.
So good. And we'll give the link to your website where our listeners can go and take a little color test and find out what color palette works best for them.
Oh, another quiz. We love quizzes.
Yes, we love a quiz. Disney princesses and colors.
That's right. This sounds more fun than the Disney princess quiz. So definitely. All right. Well, speaking of colors, the seasons are changing and we are so excited about this. So tell us about the colors that you're seeing and some of your favorite spring trends.
Okay. Well, you're going to see a lot of bright colors this season. And I think it's because we've come out of the whole COVID thing. I mean, we're still in it, but people just want some excitement, some joy, and you can do that with color. And it's interesting because Pantone, they're the ones that decide what is the color of the year and the colors, you know, they come out with. Well, last year when we were forecasting for this year, they had this really pretty blue and it was just beautiful. It would have looked nice on everyone. But in December of this year, well, 2020, they changed it. They came out with two new colors and one was called Illuminating, which is like this super bright yellow. And the other was just sort of a subtle gray. And I think it's just that they wanted people to think, okay, let's go bright. Like it was so bright. But I've even noticed I was in TJ Maxx just probably early January and all the home goods area was gray and yellow. They had all, you know, their displays gray and yellow. And so we kind of had to do a 180 on or 360. I don't know which one you do. But anyway, we had to rethink what colors were we going to use even for what we do at Fashion Meets Faith for the year for our planners and that kind of thing.
Oh, that's really fun.
I could give you a few other colors if you want. I just kind of stuck on that. But you're going to see lots of purple. You're going to see that in all ranges.
Oh, good.
So light, medium, dark. You're going to see beautiful pales. So mint greens and blue, which is called cerulean. It's just a really light, beautiful blue. You're going to see light yellow, which is called lemonade. You're going to see bright orange, bright green. And so you've got your brights, you have your lights. You're not going to see a lot of black this season. You're also not going to see much brown at all. But the main neutral that you're going to see is kind of like a dark navy. It's called Inkwell. And so, yeah, it's going to be a fun, pretty season, I think.
I can't wait because I love bright colors. So if somebody only has a budget, Sherry, to buy one or two new things for spring, what should she buy?
I would say that the one thing that she should buy is a pair of light wash jeans, because they are all the trend. And whether you get those in a wider leg or a crop would be a great way to up level your wardrobe and make you look a little more on trend. And I would say something that has ruffles, like a blouse, ruffles or eyelet, or maybe some sleeve detail. And you can go to places like H&M, and I don't make anything off of them, but I was just in there last week and they had some really pretty blouses for right around the $30 mark. And they were pretty good quality. So just something that actually you could mix and match with other things in your wardrobe. And I would get that blouse in a floral.
And I love eyelet. I'm excited that eyelet's coming back because I think it's such a pretty...
Yeah, I wouldn't get the eyelet in a floral, but yeah.
There you go. It's such a pretty feminine fabric.
It is. You know, another thing you're going to see a lot of this season are white dresses. I know. right? Like white cotton dresses. It's just, we're just making this swing. Like, oh, let's brighten everybody up.
Yes, we need some happiness.
Love it. Love it. Well, and you said wide leg as well as crop jeans. So how wide can those legs be? Because Sherry, I'll confess, I love me a good bell bottom.
Do you go for it then? Okay. You can just do it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, and Sherry's little, so she looks amazing in her bottom.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wouldn't look so great in this.
When you said Sherry's little, I was like, do you know who you're talking to? I thought you were talking about me. I'm 5'11" and I'm like, Amy, you know me. Little. So there we go. Two Sherry's on here.
Two Sherry's. Yeah.
I love it. All right. Well, Sherry Brandel, you've created a tool that both Amy and I love, the Closet Outfit Planner. So tell us what it looks like for spring and how it can help us save money and look our best.
Ah, thank you for asking. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. We actually launched one for fall last season and we're launching another one. In fact, it's just become one of those tools that women are craving. Like as we were launching for spring, they were like waiting, like, when is it coming? When is it coming? When is it coming? And so basically I have handpicked the 27 pieces that you would need in your closet. And then it's a 15-page PDF with links to online shopping sites. But basically we give you the colors, 4 colors per color code. And so you don't even have to think about it. You look at the planner and we've laid out all of the pieces. So the 27 pieces, so you get a picture. Now here's the thing. These aren't the exact pieces that we want you to have. We want you to inventory your closet first. So use the planner as inspiration. Don't go out and buy all new 27 pieces. You likely have most of these things already in your wardrobe. Or if you don't, then you've got this tool that you can go shop locally at a boutique. You could shop at a local consignment store to have more sustainable shopping. You could go to a thrift store. You could shop on Poshmark. It's really awesome. Okay, so once we have the pieces laid out, then we give you a closet inventory checklist. And so it's got it, need it. So all you do is you go through your closet and you go, oh, I have this. Oh, no, I don't. So you know what to look for. And again, the first thing on the planner is a pair of light wash wide leg jeans. But in the corner or for the display, we say, get a pair of light wash jeans in your style of choice. So if you don't like wide leg, don't do that. Get a pair of skinny, get a pair of shorts if you want. And then we take and we've put together 30 outfits. So we give you 7 bottoms, 14 tops. My numbers might be off, 6 layering pieces and 2 dresses and a skirt. And so then we show you a diagram of 30 different outfit combinations. So with jewelry, with shoes, and we don't link to the jewelry and shoes. It's just for you to look at and go, oh, that's how I can put that outfit together. Oh, that's how that is. And then more than that, we then go to a whole chart and we list every item down the side and then some across the top. And we put a check mark if it goes together. So you don't even have to think. You go, okay, that works. And there's over 150 combinations for that. And so it's just become one of those tools that it's only $27. That really would be the first thing I would buy before the wide leg jeans. So you don't waste money.
You know, it's funny because I went shopping the other day and I almost got some spring things. And I was like, nope, I'm waiting for my spring outfit planner because I thought I want to have a plan when I go out instead of just randomly buying things. Sherry, I stepped on you. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, I mean, Amy and I both got your fall closet outfit planner. And of course, Amy got it first. And then she went and did some amazing thrifting and came back with this amazing array that looked fabulous together for, you know, a very reasonable price. And so, you know, I got it too. And I printed it out and I went upstairs. And, you know, this was like menu planning only better. And because I went from feeling completely overwhelmed, feeling like there was no way, I had no idea where to start. And I went to my closet and I was like, I've actually got a good start.
Right.
You know, I've got a lot of the things that Sherry B says I need. And so then when I was out in the stores, even if I didn't bring my checklist with me, which I learned to do, I learned to make sure I had it on my phone because as a PDF, I could keep it there. What you did is you gave me a vision.
Sure.
And so when I was in the store, I'd be like, hang on a second. I think that's that may not be the exact top, but it's close enough and it looks like me. And so I love that you have so much flexibility in it. I've tried things in the past that were really rigid,
right,
and that wouldn't have allowed me to do wide leg if they said it should be cropped. So I love that this is guidance and that if I want to think, I can, but I don't have to.
That's exactly right.
Because thinking is overrated these days.
It is. And here's the other thing. When you go to the website, if you don't know your color, because there are 6 different planners to choose from based on your best colors, they're right inside that website. You can take the free color test and it'll pop out to the planners. And so that is very helpful for those of you. So don't freak out. And if you're like, you know what? I don't want to take a color test. Pick the planner that you like the colors and go with that, because it shows you what the colors are and just go, okay, I like those 2 colors together. I'm going to pick that.
Amy, I think you subbed a color for winter, didn't you?
Yeah. So in my planner, the neutral was a navy. And I have more black already in my closet. And I think, Sherry, you had said you could sub it out for black.
For sure.
And so since I already had those pieces, that's what I did. And I love black. I wear it all the time. So it really does help, because I think all of us get in these ruts with the way that we dress. And even with the planner and the fun stuff, you know, Sherry, I posted on Instagram, I did this thrifting trip with my friend Holly, who's a fashionista. She tells me what not to buy. And
that's a good friend to have.
I'll go, how about this? And she's like, no. And so I came home, I think I had 20 pieces for $76. It was like amazing. Not every thrifting trip is like that, but it was a good day. So it was not expensive, but I had just fallen into the rut of wearing the same things again. So I pulled out my outfit planner again the other day and said, I want a new outfit. And I had already had a pair of pants in my hand and I was like, and now this, and it was new. It was so fun.
Now, Sherry, you also have a Facebook group where women, you know, I've seen pictures where they're following your closet outfit planner and then they take a picture of themselves and they post it. And I just love it because there's women from all different stages of life with all sorts of different body shapes and colorations. And I just love that they have the confidence to post it and say, I think this is a good representation of this particular look or whatever. And I find that really inspiring. I'm like, wait a second, she looks fabulous. If I put a few things on, I might actually feel the confidence to take a picture and post it too.
That's awesome. And I love that they say, this is outfit number 26 from the planner. Yes. And this is my take on it. And so then other people can look at it and go, oh, that's what she did with 26. Let me see what I have in my closet that I can do the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Okay. So Sherry, this is also fun. We could talk all day, but what is your best advice for women who want to feel and look their best this spring and summer?
Well, buy some purple.
Yay. That is good news for me.
It's good news for everyone. There's a shade of purple for everyone. It honestly almost doesn't even matter what shade it is. Purple just makes you feel good. It makes you look good. It lifts your outlook sometimes. And in the Bible, you know, Proverbs 31 woman was dressed in purple.
Love it.
Amy, you know what I noticed while Daniel and I were taking walks around our campus during spring break?
Do tell.
Purple. Like, it is everywhere right now. So why do you say that Sherry's advice to wear purple is good news for you?
Well, so I'm a cool in Sherry's color palette because of my gray hair now, and it's one of my cool colors, but it's also one of my favorite colors. I used to have a purple dining room.
Ooh, royal.
And I used to have a lot of purple in my closet, but it's in my closet outfit planner this year. And I was so excited. And I realized there's no purple in my closet right now. So I just ordered a skirt the other day, a lavender skirt. I can't wait.
Well, friends, we sure hope you've enjoyed listening to episode 221 of Grit and Grace, the podcast, as much as we've enjoyed making it for you.
And we want to say a big thank you to Sherry Brendel of Fashion Meets Faith and creator of the Closet Outfit Planner for making this episode possible. Check out our webpage at gritandgracethepodcast.com/episode221. There you'll find this week's transcript, a link to the Closet Outfit Planner, and another link to Sherry's Facebook group.
Oh my goodness, I love Sherry's Facebook group. A couple days ago, I shared a photo of an outfit that I wasn't sure of. I got such great feedback. Some of Sherry's style squad gave me the official seal of approval. Other members weighed in, and then Sherry herself told me that it looked good, and it was marvelous. For somebody with my level of insecurity, it was just great to be able to run it by other people who know more than I do.
Yeah, and you get an invite the minute you buy the Closet Outfit Planner. So it's a little exclusive.
Well, and speaking of Facebook, if you're not yet a member of Grit and Grace, the community, we would love to have you join us there. Just go on Facebook and search for Grit and Grace, the community, which is our little Facebook group, and we would love to have you join us.
Next week, we'll be discussing what we learned from Sherry Brendel of Fashion Meets Faith and how it's impacting our closets.
For today, grow your grit.
Embrace God's grace.
And as God reveals the next step to live your one life well,
we'll be cheering you on. So take it.